are listening to the Intercoastal Podcast, part of the Destination Marketing Podcast Network. Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Intercoastal Podcast. Today, we are joined by Jim Pohorski, who is the owner of Beaufort Kayaking Tours. Thanks for joining us today.
Oh, good afternoon. Happy to be here.
Awesome. We're very happy to have you on here as well. Would you mind introducing yourself a little bit and your business? Because, I mean, kayaking's awesome, but you guys, I think, have some extra little special things about your business. So I'd love to have you share.
Well, certainly. And we provide guided kayak tours in the Lowcountry. Certainly, the first thing that we have to take into consideration to provide a safe and fun tour for everybody is our tide. We have a 7-foot tide change every 6 hours or so that happens here. And we have to take that into consideration.
Only 7 feet.
So there's plenty of places that we actually kayak where sometimes are completely dry at low tide. So we have to take that into consideration. And then the other thing that we want to do is we want to have fun when we go out and kayak, which is key in what we do, and being able to show everybody an awesome time. So we go with the tide. So the tide goes one direction, we paddle that way. The tide changes because it's predictable. Then we change our direction and come back. And that is what makes us unique about what we do here in the Lowcountry.
Awesome. And you're in a beautiful location to be doing that. So
saltwater tours, freshwater tours. We certainly get both, even some ocean kayaking if we have some adventuresome souls that we can do. So it provides a lot of different environments to get out and enjoy kayaking.
Well, very cool. How long have you been doing this?
You know, the Beaufort Kayak Tours is 18 years old, and my wife and I were fortunate enough to become owners 3 years ago, and we have not looked back since and have been having an awesome time doing it.
Very cool. Can I ask how you got into your position?
You know, it is an interesting story. We have 3 kids that we raised and got through college. And my wife and I decided we wanted a lifestyle change. We were living in Chicago, Illinois at the time. And current careers, I was chief operating officer of a trucking company. And my wife was a special ed teacher. And we decided we wanted something different. So we came to the Lowcountry where we have been vacationing since the early 80s, as well as kayaking with Beaufort Kayak Tours for well over 10 years. And we were actually on a tour and overheard a conversation that the business was for sale. And my wife and I, Terry, looked at each other and said, this is what we want to do. And we purchased it 2 weeks later and have been here ever since.
Wow. Talk about fate. You were there at the perfect time.
There was no doubt about it. We were meant to be there. We were meant to hear that. And it has proven to exactly what we wanted to do.
That's incredible. I love it. And also, I love that you guys came from Chicago, which is probably one of the busier cities in America, to like the most laid back and calm and relaxing city in America. You went from one extreme to the next.
Yes, we could. And when we're providing tours, as you probably can well imagine, one of the questions is, hey, we can tell you're not from here. Where are you from? So that story generally comes up when we're paddling with our folks as well.
Very nice. You get a nice little added bonus. Mm-hmm. So I guess I want to ask, because I know you guys do a lot of like you said, the fresh water and the salt water, mm-hmm. and you look at all the ecology of the area. What are some of the things that you teach people and take them out to see on these kayak tours?
Well, we certainly, as I've mentioned at the very beginning, is the tide. And we talk about the significance of that. One, because, of course, a lot of folks are visitors and we want them to be safe here and understand that we do have a significant tide. It does flow and they need to be safe from taking that into consideration. So we certainly make sure everybody gets a thorough education on that. And in addition, it is the specific tour we're doing. For example, we do a dolphin ecology tour where we paddle in water where we see dolphins. We generally see pods of them. Hopefully feeding is really what we're after at that time. And we, for example, carry a dolphin skull in our kayaks and we pull out and we talk about them being mammals and the characteristics of mammals. So we give them a lot of information in the 2.5 hours that we're together. We guarantee them that there's no quizzes at the end. But we do notice we get a lot of questions. So we're always thinking that folks pay attention. So we like that.
Oh, I love that. I love that it's more than just like, let's take you out and show you the pretty nature. It's like, let's learn something while also having fun.
It is. And, you know, another example is we have a Beaufort history tour that we talk about the history of the second oldest city here in South Carolina, which is an awesome place, and all of the unique characters throughout its history, which is a great tour that is really liked by a lot of visitors because we do talk about the history of it. And then we also do some tours in the ACE Basin, which is a million acre set aside about 40 or 50 miles from the ocean that we kayak in, that provides some freshwater paddling. And it is where the plantation and the rice culture is that our county is known for. And we get a chance to paddle the rice fields and talk about the history and the plantations and see some of the working devices that control the water that go in and out of rice fields. Is just, you know, another example of what we do when we're out kayaking with our folks.
Very cool. I love it.
It is. We promise you're going to learn something.
I think that's a good promise. You know, you're going to get a good workout, enjoy being out in the beautiful weather and nature, and then you also get to learn something new.
You know, I agree with what you said, but I am going to just make one exception with regards to the workout. We do go with the tide. We do make it so beginners can go as well. So with that being said, we often tell people it is an active participation water sport, but you're certainly not going to get your workout for the day kayaking with us for 2 hours. So we go at a gentle pace that everybody can do and enjoy. So don't give up your gym membership if you're going to kayak.
Good to know. Good to know. That's also good to know because I am by no means an expert kayaker. I actually am really bad at it. So it's nice to know that there's hope for people like me.
Well, there is. And, you know, I don't know if you and I are ever going to have a chance to kayak together. But, you know, safety is a concern and keeping people in a kayak is a concern. So if you remember anything from our little conversation this afternoon, anytime you're in a kayak, or a really any boat, but, you know, I'm talking kayaks today. Anytime you're in a kayak and you want to stay in it, you keep your nose above your belly button. And as long as you do that, you will stay in a kayak or really any boat. Where people get into problems is when they start leaning one way or the other. So that's my hint for the day to keep you safe when you're out there kayaking.
That's good to know. I have never heard that before, so I will have to keep that in mind for myself.
You know, we mentioned that during our prep talk before we go out, and we often hear people say to their partner in a kayak, your nose is not over your belly button. So it works and people pay attention. So yeah, it's a good reminder.
I love it. Kind of makes you feel like a little kid when you're like, your nose isn't above your belly button.
And when is the last time you heard nose and belly button in the same sentence? You know, it just kind of attract, you know, people, they remember it, I guess is the best way to say it.
Yeah, no, 100%. So you've talked a lot about all the different tours that you offer. You've given us advice for people like me to, you know, keep your nose above your belly button. But do you have any fun stories or favorite things that you love to do while you're on these kayak tours?
Well, one of the things that happens quite frequently here in the Lowcountry is we have a lot of mullet, which is a type of fish. And they range, of course, you know, very small to maybe up to about 12 inches. And it about once a month where the tours that we do, one of those will jump right next to a kayak and end up landing in the kayak.
Oh, no.
And it is. It happens in freshwater. It happens in saltwater. These fish live there. It's just amazing how it happens. And maybe not so much freshwater, but in the saltwater. And they jump and you hear, you know, a holler or a scream. And, you know, we're kind of conditioned now. We know that, well, that was probably a mullet that jumped in the boat. So, and the thing that's interesting is it happens with regularity. You know, people often think that, you know, how rare it happens. And it really does not. It's kind of interesting how frequently it happens to us.
They just want to say hello.
They do. Well, you know, come on. Or what we often say is even the fish want to kayak with Beaufort Kayak Tours.
I love that. There's your new tagline.
That's the new tagline. Yeah. Somebody write that down.
Your whole marketing plan. Yeah.
It just came together.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's awesome. So are you the one out there leading the tours then? Are you and your wife? Do you have other employees?
We do not. We do it all. Guarantees what we do, the quality of the tours, and we certainly could do more with more folks, but that is not the footprint of what we do and what we want to provide. So we keep it to us providing the tours. And to explain how that part works, if I may,
yeah.
We have our kayaks on a trailer, and we meet at public boat landings, and we launch and we kayak for generally 2 hours at a time, and then we come back to the same launch point, and we load the kayaks up and go home. So we have no storefront or no retail or no location where everybody meets before a tour. So it depends what tour where we meet.
Okay. So I guess then my next question is, how can people find you, or like how can they book a tour if they want to come see you and get the, you know, Beaufort kayak experience with those mullet fish?
Well, a couple different ways. The first one would be our website, BeaufortKayakTours.com. And that has our schedule and our calendar on it, as well as a description of the tours. So that would be a good starting point. And of course, we always welcome phone calls. And our phone number is 843-525-0810. And we're happy to take questions and certainly book tours over the telephone as well.
Fantastic. I always think that's important to know where to find people. So, you know,
yes.
Glad that you shared that.
Yes, thank you.
Awesome. Do you have a favorite of these tours, or one that you kind of prefer doing over at the other ones?
I do, and it would be our dolphin ecology tour. And I think the reason that I like that one the best is that it gives folks the best example in 2 hours of what the low country is about. We get a chance to paddle through the salt marsh where we go single file, nook and cranny paddling for half the tour, and talk about the salt grass and how everything lives and starts in the salt grass. You know, certainly paddling where no other boats can go unless you're a paddle craft. Mm-hmm. Then we get into much, much larger water where we look for the bottlenose dolphin. And just being able to do both environments in the 2 hour stretch and give people a good sense of what it looks like up close, because you see it, but you can't get in it, is really what I think I get the biggest kick out of. And, you know, of course, dolphins, you know, those are awesome as well.
Right.
We have resident dolphins that are here. They don't go south for the winter. Actually, our population maybe slightly increase because some of the North Carolina dolphins come down here in winter here.
Okay.
So it's not only retirees that come here. It's also the dolphins that come here during the winter. So, yes, they come down here. So we actually see just a slight uptick in the winter of our dolphin population. For that reason.
That's cool.
Back to your question is which tour would be that one. But yet all of them are something unique that offer something special that may be more up someone's alley. We launch from certainly all different locations with regards to freshwater, saltwater, and that allows us to be able to give our customers a good choice as well. We have some folks that'll paddle with us 2 and 3 days in a row to be able to get a feel of all the different environments that we have around. So some folks take us up on that option as well. So I would encourage you to check them all out.
I honestly was looking at the different tours earlier and was trying to decide if I was to go on one and I could only choose one, which one I would do. And that's really hard for me because I love dolphins, but I also really love history. And mm-hmm. So those are the two that I was like, one of those two probably, but they all look really amazing, and you're very passionate about what you do. I can tell. Obviously, this kind of fell into your lap in the perfect place, and you're thriving doing what you love doing. So,
your description is quite accurate. And as we often say, when you're doing what you love, you don't work a day. And that's the way that we feel about it. Hey, one other quick story I have to tell about that.
Please do.
So we bought the company, and now it's our very first tour. And the old owners trained with us for, oh gosh, about 3 or 4 months, teaching us all of the routes and tours and information. So now here is absolutely day one, and Terry and I give our first tour. So we go up to the Ace Basin, and we have three couples. And we do a tour and we have a great time and everybody's smiling, and we get back and we're putting the kayaks on the trailer and they're hanging around. And Terry and I are looking at each other and we're like, what did we forget? Did we not tell them something? Are they expecting more? You know, what is going on? And finally, one of them came up and said, hey, are you guys ever going to charge us?
Oh, no.
And so at that point, when you realize it's more important about, you know, we have a good time, that we provide the services in safe, quality manner, that the money was secondary, really held true on that first tour. Now, we've learned from our mistakes, and we do not make that error anymore.
That's good. I mean, it's good that you're so passionate and you enjoy it so much, but you know, you should also make a living off of it.
Make a living. Thank you. Yes. Like I said, we have corrected the errors of our ways, but yeah, that was kind of, it was a strange one. And we'll never forget it. That's a fun story to tell.
I love it. I love that it was your very first day your own.
Yeah, of course it was. What money? What do you mean money? Oh yeah. We got to get the money.
I love it. I love that so much. Stories about businesses starting are always so fun because there's always those little things and you learn as you go. So thank you for sharing that.
Yes, absolutely.
Well, I know you said that you got to keep the nose above the belly button, but for people that are like me, are there any other good tips or tricks or things to know about kayaking that we might not innately be aware of?
Yes. One of the things that we point out before we launch everybody is we do what we call a paddle clinic. And that is how to hold it, how to use your legs, more importantly, to use the strength of your entire body to get a good paddle stroke. And what we tell people is that when your paddle is in the water on the right side of the kayak, with your right foot, you push against the right foot peg. Ooh. And when you do that, it certainly gives you more power. People will say, you know, maybe my shoulders are sore, I'm getting fatigued in my upper body. Hey, you know, do you have any ideas? Well, the first thing we're going to say is, are you using your legs? And the answer is generally, oh, I didn't know that, you know, they had no idea. So we go through that at the very beginning to say, hey, if you need more power, what you do is when you stroke on the right side, push with your right foot. When you stroke on the left side, push with your left foot. That provides that muscle power from legs included that really gives folks that boost that lets them, you know, catch up to somebody, paddle away, you know, whatever the case may be, you know, boost the confidence from it. That is probably the number one thing that when we tell people, they are surprised. And we heard people say to us before, oh, we thought those were foot rests. So we try to be very clear in our paddle clinic about those are not foot rests, folks. Those are foot pegs. You should use them. So anyway, that is the thing that I think we teach folks about a basic kayaking where they'll say, I've been in a kayak 25 times and I've never done that before. And they do it and now they're better performance, less fatigue, feeling better at the end of the tour. That's probably the one that we've noticed helped people the best.
Yeah, I definitely just learned another thing. So I'm learning so much on this episode.
Well, good. Now you need to come to the Low Country with us and go kayaking and put all of this wonderful knowledge to use.
I agree 100%. Be my summer trip, right?
Yes, there you go. Whoever gets, get your travel department on that for us, will you?
Yeah, I'll work on it.
Yeah, gotcha.
That's fantastic. So how many tours in a day do you normally do?
That's a great question. We do one tour a day. And the reason we do one tour a day is because of that tide that I mentioned. That we do not paddle against the tide, and with the tide changing every 6 hours and 48 minutes, that it really, that schedule of tide change only allows us to do one tour a day. In the summertime, there's about a month or so where the day's long enough, we can squeeze a early morning one in and then a sunset paddle in, but that really only happens about a month out of the year.
Okay.
Beyond that, we do one a day.
Well, very cool. Awesome. So I have one last question for you. And that is, if you had one piece of advice or one thing that you wanted people to know about Beaufort or about your Beaufort kayaking tours, what would it be?
what brought us here, and I got to talk about Beaufort County and the Lowcountry first, is the you fall in love with the people and the community and the environment, the nature. The size is appealing. There's not a big city, but yet there's close enough that you can get it if you need it. And we find that very appealing about living here. That is certainly what drew us here. This is the smallest city that we've ever lived in, and that was a concern when we moved here, but that has long faded. That is certainly no longer a concern with what the city has to offer. We often hear people say, well, you know, we came here on a vacation, or we came here in the service. We have a couple Marine bases here.
Right.
And they come back and retire here. And they say, we fell in love with it when we're here. So I don't know what it is. It's, I guess, maybe a little bit of everything that I just mentioned. But that story is repeated here in the Lowcountry over and over and over again. And being around people that want to be in an environment like this is great. So not so much about Beaufort kayak tours, but certainly about the Lowcountry and living here in Beaufort County.
I think that was great. And I don't think anyone could have said that better than what you just said. It is a fantastic place and the people are so wonderful. It's definitely some place that I feel like anyone could go there and feel like they belong because it's just such a welcoming and open environment, honestly.
Yeah, we would agree. You know, we were received that way and, you know, they trained us well because now we receive people like that very well. So it is, it becomes, you know, the way that you do things here in Beaufort. And it's a small enough community where you see people out that you know, and that's a good feeling. So we're growing. We're the best kept secret in South Carolina, but I think our secret's starting to get out. So
I think it is, which is, you know, bittersweet.
Yeah, correct. We agree.
It's your favorite place, but you want everyone to love it and enjoy it like you do, but you also want to keep it safe because it is such a little piece of heaven.
Yeah, we agree.
Well, Jim, it's been really awesome having you on today and getting to talk to you about Beaufort kayak tours and just our love of Beaufort in general. Thank you so much for joining us.
It's been fun. I hope to see you and everybody else on the water soon.
I hope to be out there soon as well. And everyone, thank you for tuning in. Don't forget to continue following us and like and subscribe. We'll talk to you later. This has been another episode of the Intercoastal Podcast, part of the Destination Marketing Podcast Network, hosted by Natasha Lai, produced by Relic.